I'm joined by Lacey Johnson. Lacey is a human resources director for the Burlington Community School District. She comes from Minneapolis. She had a human resources position for 9 years with a trucking company up there. She got into education. She's been a special education teacher. Then she went into administration. She's been an assistant principal. She's now in charge of HR. She has been for the past few years, which covers the pandemic years is what it does. And to Lacey Johnson, Lacey, good morning to you today.
Good morning.
All right. So when did you become human resources director with the school district? What year was that?
So it will be 3 years, January 4th. That would have been 2019.
Okay.
And we're closing in on my third year here.
And closing in on about 20 months of pandemic time.
It has been very interesting.
It has been interesting. I'll bet it has been very... Well, one of the things in human resources, obviously, my wife is in education. Substitute teachers have become scarce as hen's teeth, by and large. That's pretty much universal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is truly across the state. Everybody is feeling it. As we know, oftentimes our substitute teachers can be retired teachers, and when the pandemic hit, health was a concern, and we wanted to make sure that everybody felt safe in the environment, and so that did cut down on the number of subs that were available to us for a while in all areas, not just teaching,
right,
but also transportation, food service, you know, just across the board, and it was just a very difficult and scary time to navigate.
And you've got a lot of staff members, as you mentioned, they're not teachers, but trying to fill those staff positions. Has there been a technique? Are you offering have you offered incentive pay? Or are you offering anything special to try to, fill positions that you've had a difficult time filling?
We did. We did raise the sub pay, I believe, from 110 to 130. And then our long-term sub pay went up, and you saw that kind of across the board with different districts. But at some point, you do have to put a cap on it because it is our duty to be fiscally responsible. But I would say that probably did help a little bit for those who were on the edge on whether or not they wanted to come out and help. But again, we are getting through it and the best we can, and the support district-wide and in our whole organization has been incredible.
Now, the Course Early Childhood Center, obviously, if you're having problems finding staff members in other positions, I understand yet you are hiring, several positions in that position or that area, right?
Yes, we do have some openings at the Early Childhood Center. And again, you know, as people try out new jobs and try different things, sometimes they don't feel it's a good fit, so there's a little bit of a turnover, but we are always looking for people who want to join our team, who want to support our Greyhounds, and Course Early Childhood is looking for a few of those child care professionals and classroom associates, and we are very excited for that program to be up and running, and we want to make sure that it is staffed accordingly since they are caring for our youngest Greyhounds. And we do have some positions available in that area.
Okay. What is the hardest? Is it more difficult at any particular stage, whether elementary or middle school or high school? Is there any particular area of one of those type levels of education more difficult than the other to try and hire?
Well, I would say that the high school can be more difficult simply because it's our largest building and there are more vacancies there or more jobs there in general. So I would say that has something to do with it simply because it is the largest. But really, it really depends on the person, because I've had people say, oh, goodness, I do not want to work with our younger people, or I fit much better with, you know, teens and older kids. So it really depends, and it's, you know, the need is across the board. I think we have openings in most of our buildings, just a few in a couple, so it's not a terrible situation, but we do need to fill a few slots, and if anyone is interested, we would love to hear from them.
Okay, now you've also had, now when the pandemic hit in early, it was March of 2020, it pretty much got, spring break sort of got extended, but it was then trying to shift gears in a hurry and moving to an online learning. You still have online learning, is that right?
We do have online learning through our VIBE program. And so, yes, that is an option for people if they would like to do that. However, it is around the trimester time, so we don't allow for students to jump in and out simply for consistency sake, and but it is an option.
Okay. And when you did shift, when you had to make the shift to during the pandemic, how, I guess what, how difficult was it? I mean, did you lose teachers? Did you have obviously substitute teachers, or I guess what, teachers had to go through a whole new learning process as well, did they not?
They sure did. The pandemic hit right when our spring break was happening. So that gave us a little bit of extra time to prepare for when everyone came back from spring break. So it was a little bit of a scramble, but at the same time, we were prepared for this in a sense because Corey Johnson, our curriculum director, was incredible at facilitating all of this with the teachers moving to online, you know, getting our coaches ready for providing those supports that teachers may need. And really, it was truly people reaching out to help one another in a time that we had never faced anything like this. And so together we were able to get through it. And I cannot stress enough the support that was offered to one another during a very difficult, scary time.
Now, the mask mandate that was in effect, there is has been modified to a three-tiered system based upon, I believe, the cases that are in Des Moines County. What stage are you in right now in terms of masks?
That's correct. We do have a tiered system. We are at 8%. In fact, my assistant, Wanda, was just looking at that today, and it comes out every week, and we are at 8%. So we would need to drop below 5 to not have a mask. So we are still wearing masks, and it's a week-by-week thing. And so if it should drop below 5 or at 5, then we would not have to wear masks the following week. So so far, we have been masked up, and I hope that might change, but I guess I just don't know.
The other question that we've had and the other thing that has occurred is we've had, of course, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines have been out there for adults. They've been out there also for those who are over the age of 12. And now we have, I know the Pfizer, I believe Pfizer, I'm not sure if Moderna is out for 5 to 11, but Pfizer, I know, has been accepted as for 5 to 11. Are you seeing any increase in vaccinations, or do you keep track of that as well?
So for our staff, we have run a clinic. We just ran a clinic for our booster, and we ran the vaccination clinic last March. The booster clinic was just last week, but today we are actually running a vaccine clinic for our younger Greyhounds down at Bracewell from 4 to 6. And so it'll be interesting to see how that turns out and who ends up attending. But we won't know until a little bit later today the interest on that.
Okay. And in terms of the now that we're coming up on holiday season and that sort of thing, and that's both of concern and also of joy, and you know, it is celebration. What is your in terms of the school calendar, is your school calendar, will you still be continuing this first, you're actually doing a trimester right now, right?
Correct.
When is your second trimester up? Do you know?
The second one, I believe it's sometime in February. I do not know the exact date. That exact date.
No, that's okay. You don't have to have the exact date. I was just wondering how the, because if I'm correct, you came in, you were still on a semester schedule when you came in to your position. Is that right?
Actually, we had been on trimesters. Some of the buildings were still at semesters, but mainly trimesters.
Okay. And that has trimester, has that proven to be a great success? Has it proven to be exactly what you were hoping it would be?
I would say yes. That gave our older Greyhounds at the high school more credit opportunities. Rather than 14 credits, they could now earn 18. So I believe it has been a success and also allowed for them to take some more of those elective classes that they wanted to get into and experience. And I think it has been a great thing.
I see. Speaking of hiring, what was last week you celebrated National Apprenticeship Week at Burlington High School. What happened then?
So actually, it is this week. I spoke Brian Johnson this morning. This week is National Apprenticeship Week, and nearly 40 students are taking part in some opportunity that we have offered our students. The students are visiting local employers to learn about the opportunities of employment right here in Southeast Iowa, and this is our part in our effort to raise the next generation of our workforce. I can also share with you that yesterday, our Director of District Services, Brian Johnson, accompanied students on a visit to Frank Millard and Company, and today they are going to the Iron Workers Training Center in Keokuk, and tomorrow they will be going to the Electrical Union Hall and visit their apprenticeship program. So this is a very exciting opportunity for our Greyhounds.
And positions that you have at the school, obviously, a lot of, I know that we've had, I know when I've talked with Pat, he said that, you know, that building trades has been a very strong effort and a very strong effort overall through the school district to try to get people to understand, hey, there's a lot of opportunities that are out there beyond going on to college or doing something like that. There's a lot of trades that are going to pay you some pretty good money right now if you learn the basic skills to do that. And so you've got a program. Basically, it's a track program. You can basically use in terms of auto body or understanding how automotive. Building trades, those sorts of things, that's all under your umbrella too, is that right?
Absolutely. It is crucial to get our students that little bit of experience and then also the opportunity to visit on site to, you know, go that step further to see what that looks like and actually hear from people who are in the trade on what that whole position looks like, what it feels like, you know, and really get them that firsthand experience and knowledge. And absolutely, when you say, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be college bound. You could certainly go into a trade and do very, very well.
All right. And, you know, we were talking about other positions that are involved in the school district. Bus drivers, you've had a shortage and you've had a shortage of bus drivers. Is that correct?
That is correct. That has been a little bit more difficult to fill. Richard Link, our transportation director, has done a great job in keeping on top of that and hiring people as quickly as we can, you know, when they show interest. And it's doing pretty well, actually better than I maybe thought it would. And so I'm loving that. So.
Okay. And food service. How is food service in terms of staffing for that? Has that been another challenge?
Food service has been okay. It hasn't been a huge challenge, but I would say all areas, you know, we are scrambling at times to get coverage, but we are managing to make it work and be here for our students, and everybody's piece of the puzzle is so important to make the whole thing, you know, function and have a successful day. So, again, hats off to all of our employees who go above and beyond on those days where it gets tough and staff is thin. They are stepping up and just helping wherever needed, and it is truly appreciated.
It is HR Lacey Johnson. She is the Human Resources Director for the Burlington Community School District. And, Lacey, if you had to make a prediction, are we going to be done with this thing next year?
I don't.
The pandemic, that is, yes.
One can hope.
Okay.
Steve, one can hope, but I don't know. We're gonna be ready for whatever challenge is before us and be ready to pivot however we need to.
All right. Lacey Johnson, the Human Resources Director for the school district, thank you so much filling in for Pat today, giving us a little insight into what hiring and some of the other problems and issues and challenges you face. Appreciate it very much. Have a great Thanksgiving and a happy, very happy holidays indeed, okay?
Yes. Thank you for having me, and happy holidays to you as well.